Boker Tov, good morning. It's Yom Chamishi Shabbat Kodesh. Boker Tov, today's parashah, parashat Vayishlach. Today's class will be for the refuah shlema of all the cholim v'chladam chemdam racham echanan zayin and melchanu gam nifkas haru ananim shalom and sarat avin mechal yafa v'durav yukav v'dachav yukav v'dasev shalom and sarat parim v'namash v'nachana yafa v'nriyam yavidam nipach harit v'nudam racham echana simcha ben malka miriam v'nachad yuz v'nriyam chana dana v'nama yafa v'nama yafa v'nama yafa v'nama yafa v'nama יוסף בן דברא שמשום הפנינה, יוסף בן יחד, אני מדינה סמכונה הרב שלמה בן שמסי, מלחמת דוד הרב מרים, להבדיל לדיון נשמד ורחב בדת אליהו, דוד בן אליהו, לידה בן אפשרים, שמון ושאב עזמן אברהם, מדינה בת אברהם, מלחמת מרחב בברת אברהם, משה בן אפשר, שמר משה יפה בת אליהו, להבדיל הריון דבר בת מרים. Today's class is also in honor of the Mazal Tov of the wedding for the Jarabshi family. Yonatan, Rebecca, Mazal Tov. They sponsored breakfast for this week. So Tiskul HaMitzvot. Also, Lilunishmad, Lehavdil Lilunishmad, Avraham Ben Rachamim. We're going to have a short class on the parasha, Bizkutchem. There was a question that came up this week. The question was, how could it be that Yaakov Avinu, as righteous as he was, he managed to get tricked. He managed to get tricked that he married Leah. What did he do wrong in his lifetime that caused him to get, let's call it, this punishment that he got tricked and lied to and had to work for so many years in order to just marry the girl that he wanted to marry? You know, what was his mistake? Did he do something wrong? And I actually heard a very beautiful idea, and I think it was sourced, I have to look inside, but I think it was sourced from the Ibn Ezra. And he says the following. He says, the whole story of Yaakov, Rachel, Leah, is all a replicate story of the story between Yaakov and Esav. He says it's 100% correlated. If you look at the story, let's go back. If you look at the story, Yitzchak wants to give Esav the bracha. So what does he do? He calls, he tells Esav, go and prepare the food. You come back, I'll give you the bracha. All of a sudden Yaakov comes in and pretends that he is Esav. And he deceives his father and he takes the bracha. And Yitzchak couldn't see. Yitzchak was blind. Right? Now fast forward to the story of Rachel and Leah. Yaakov wants to marry Rachel. What does Lavan do? Lavan deceives him and puts the sister in front of her and he marries Leah. And it's exactly correlated. He cheated his brother, so he gets cheated by a sister, by another sibling. Right? Yitzchak wasn't able to see. Yaakov wasn't able to see. It was dark time. He couldn't tell if it was his wife or not, if it was Rachel or not. It goes exactly hand in hand. And the lesson actually from this story is something that's called midah keneged midah, measure for measure. That when a person does something in this world, even, and I can guarantee you there's hundreds of ways you can explain how what Yaakov did was not bad. And we have explained it in our previous classes, how they explained that what Yaakov Avinu wasn't really deceiving, it was an indirect way of hinting to Yitzchak, what was actually supposed to happen from Rivka, so on and so forth. There's hundreds of ways you can explain what Yaakov Avinu did wasn't wrong. But still at the end of the day, you can't explain the fact that Esav was hurt. You cannot explain the fact that Yaakov had hurt Esav when he stole his bracha. And when Esav came in, he was crying. And he was upset. And he was hurt by that. And even Esav HaRasha, someone as wicked as that, hurting a wicked person is not okay. You cannot hurt anybody. And so because of that, midah keneged midah, measure for measure, Yaakov Avinu gets deceived exactly the same way. Exactly the same way. Right? And that whole story, if you look within the story, the more you dive into the story of how he deceived his brother, the more you'll see it's connected to the story about how he got deceived with the story of Leah and Rachel. And it's teaching us a lesson that when you act, don't think that your actions are just an act today. It's an action that will fall with you for the rest of your life, with your children, with your grandchildren, and it'll have measure for measure effect on the rest of your life. You want to say something? Yeah.
Wasn't it the Ratzon Hashem that he deceived Esau?
Of course it was the Ratzon Hashem. That's what I'm saying. You can explain.
Deceive, like he was very
exactly. He's exactly. That's what he said. He said, "I'm afraid that maybe he'll find out that I was lying, and he'll get upset with me." Right? That was what Yaakov Avinu said. But still, since he ended up going through with it, the Ibn Ezra says that this is something that's called measure for measure. That since at the end of the day he hurt someone as a result, so too it's going to have to come back. And it's something so powerful to realize that if you can think about it, Yaakov Avinu, at the end of the day, this was the right thing. This is what Rivka, through prophecy, through whatever she had, she was guiding her son, this is what you have to do. But still, even through that, since at the end of the day, as a result, someone was hurt, the punishment has to come back. And his midah and midah, that measure for measure, has to come back to him. And that's something that's so powerful. Because if you think that even when you're doing the right thing in this world, even when you're doing something good, even when you're following instruction, you're following the guidance of your parents, you're following the guidance of God sometimes, but as a result, it could hurt someone, you have to be extremely careful. Because that hurting somebody, God forbid, can come back to a person. And this lesson is so important. Because measure for measure is not only when you have intention to hurt someone. Of course, if a person intends to hurt somebody, of course, that's a terrible thing to do. And that will come back. But we're saying, even in a case where a person does not intend to hurt someone, even in a case where a person has good intentions, but as a result, someone gets hurt. Because you're not careful. You're not cautious. Right? And you even if you do your due diligence, but you didn't do enough, and someone gets hurt as a result, what happens now? What happens is that it'll come back to the person. And this we learn from the story of Yaakov Avinu. He gets deceived. And now for many, many years he has to work, and many, many years he has to go through marrying multiple wives that not necessarily he would have wanted to marry, without getting into the details. But the lesson stands. Midah keneged midah. When you act, think about your actions today, when you walk out and you do something today, whether it be in learning, whether it be with the chavruta, whether it be with in work, whether it be with with your boss, whether it be if you're a boss and with your employee, how you treat your employees, how you speak to your children, how you speak to your parents, how you speak to your siblings, all of these things, all of these actions don't have an effect just today. They have an effect on your whole entire life. They will follow in with you. Pay a little bit more attention to what you say and how you act, because what you say and how you act will continue with you. And it won't just continue with you, it'll continue down with your children. The measure for measure is something that continues for on and on and on and on and on. And this, just like there's zechut avon, there's a merit that you get from parents, so too, God forbid, it could be the opposite. If a person's parents did not accustom themselves in the right way, that measure for measure could fall down to the children also, if they continue in that same path. A person has to be extremely careful to make sure they're very thought through in their actions. They're very thought through in everything that they say and everything that they do. They don't try to deceive someone. They don't try to do things that are incorrect. If you think something is unethical, try to be straight. Try to be someone that says, I only want to do what's right in the eyes of Hashem. I only want to do what's ethical in the eyes of Hashem. What Hashem wants for me. If you feel like something, I get such types of questions all the time. Business related questions. People are asking, this is something that seems a little bit unethical. What do you think? Do you think I can get away with it? I say to them, Do you fear God? If you're a God-fearing person and you know that Hashem is standing there and Hashem is the one that's giving you the parnasah, Hashem decides when you make the sale. Hashem decides when the money comes into your bank. Hashem decides if someone's going to cheat you or not. Hashem decides. If you know that, then you say, why would I want to do something that's unethical? Why would I want to cheat? Why would I want to deceive? You wouldn't, in a right state of mind, ever want to do such a thing. That's the lesson we learn from our parasha. If you learn from the story of Yaakov Avinu, that because he deceived, even though it wasn't intentional, even though he didn't want to, even though it was indirect, he hurt somebody at the end of the day. So he came and as a result, he got hurt and he got deceived and he got taken advantage of as well. We should all learn this lesson of midah keneged midah, measure for measure. That your actions don't just have an effect today, they have an effect for many, many years afterwards. They can have an effect on your life, possibly your children's lives. Let's pay a little bit more attention on our actions, what we do, how we act with those around us. And we pray and hope that Hashem will only give us measure for measure for good and not for bad. Hashem will always, because we're good people and we do good things and we are ethical and we keep Hashem's mitzvot, Hashem will always give us more and more barakah. Have a great day, everyone.